Hi, Michael. I'll start in the front row, and I'll be all honest with you. Next to one of the Extreme Graham cars, I was thinking, you know what? If he doesn't put it to the floor, he's going to be taking lap two in second place. But you got the lead.
Yeah, that was when we knew we had to get the lead. We knew if we could get up front, we could probably run up front the whole race, which we did, except for the last two laps, which is unfortunate. But
well, we got okay. We'll talk about that later. We had all the caution, starting and stopping. Is that something you wanted to see or not? Granted, you get into lap traffic, maybe it is something you want to see if your car runs really good up front.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to see it when I was catching lap traffic, but then they're coming every five laps, and that's when you don't want to see the cautions come out. But for the most part, lap traffic didn't give us too much trouble until the end of the race when we caught packs of lap traffic.
Yeah, you went high-low around Gioia and then high-low around Snyder. I mean, that was you don't have much time to think about moves like that.
When I went around Gioia, I felt the 50 gruel on the outside of me, and I knew if I didn't go that lap, then I was done anyways. So I just made a bold move and kind of dove under Gioia there and did the same thing to Snyder. So that kept us in the lead, and I knew out in clean air our car was phenomenal, but it's just rough to go for
one of those same cautions that kind of took the pressure off for a minute there. Was one of the cautions that also those laps just tick away with the fuel.
Yeah, yep, that last caution that really cost us. I mean, at the time I'm like, oh, that's good, I just caught lap traffic and we'll have two laps left and I'll be good. But if we had just went those two green laps, we would have won the race hands down. So,
aside from the whole fuel issue, what did you learn in this race? You must have learned a ton. And maybe because of the fuel issue, you haven't had time to reflect on that yet.
I mean, I've run out front before. It's mostly just trying to time your restarts. And as soon as the pace truck comes in, just floor it. That's pretty much what I did. So
you look good in lap traffic too.
Yeah, the car was pretty good in lap traffic. Towards the end, it got a little loose in lap traffic, but that was more so with the packs of lap traffic as opposed to just coming up on one car.
Season's young. We're gonna see up front again with a full load of fuel.
Yeah, we'll have every gallon of it from here on out. Don't worry.
Who'd you like to thank for your would-be win tonight?
I'd like to thank All Car Care Auto, FX Caprera, BBD Powder Coaters, and Hahn Welding Supply. And obviously my dad and my crew.